4:38. Let's head back to the Madison Country Club. More Cross Country with Paul Ramo.
All right. Thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, broadcasting live from the Madison Country Club, Section 3A Cross Country Meet. The boys are going to start their 5,000-meter run. And we did conclude with the girls just moments ago. It was hard for me to get some interviews. There are so many people. It's hard to find the Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boy girls and the Cambie Mineota girls. But we'll get them after the award ceremony. We'll interview the kids after award ceremony, let them cool down a little bit and catch their breath. But the boys are ready to go here, a couple minutes away from the start. They'll be running down, if you're familiar with the Madison Country Club, they'll be running down the fairway of hole number 3 here. That's where the start line is, and then the finish line is in the fairway of hole number 9. And they'll run 5,000 meters, which is three miles. There's 146 runners in the boys' race here, so as you can imagine, quite a lot of boys here lined up on the start line. For Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boy, the 7 runners running is Colby Duth, Griffin Johnson, Caden Allpress, Mason Bramer, Mike Quall, Peyton Sterud, and Zeke Sather. Now, last year, Mike Quall was the section champion, and Zeke Sather followed right behind them. And if you heard Coach Sherb about a half an hour ago during our girls' run, you know, the Lac Parle Valley Dawson boys are favored to win the section here, so they all got to run well. And Cambie Mineota boys running, Blake Stokes, Eric Carrasco, Tristan Bierschenk, Isaac Bach, Joe Wallum, Sam Skakorski, Brant Eichens, Jordan Fairchild, Caleb Danielson, and Logan Meary are on the roster there for Cambie Mineota. Talked with head coach Allison Pesek a while ago, and she's pretty excited about her season with the Cambie Mineota boys and girls team. And I want to congratulate the girls, especially Grace Treats. She placed third here in section. And I believe it was Braylon Merritt also. She might have qualified for state as well. And I'm not sure how the Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boy girls, Annika Fernals, finished to lead the Eagles here. But I'm not quite sure if she made the cut to go to state. But we'll find that out during the award ceremony. All right, they're ready to start here. They're waiting the starter with the pistol is just a few feet from me here, and you'll hear him give an order. He has a microphone on, a wireless mic, so all the boys can hear his commands. And we've got 26 teams on the boys' side here. And just trying to listen to the starter here now. Mike Quall, I see Mike, Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd. Boys, they're right in the middle. They're probably in the middle of the pack here. Cambie Mineota, they're in lane 1, farthest from me. And there is a crowd here this afternoon. A lot of people here at the Madison Country Club. They're lined up all the way down, as far as I can see, all the way down fairway number 3. They're all the way almost to the green. That's right, from the tee box to the green. That's how many people are here lined on both sides. And they're going to cheer the boys on here in just a few minutes. They're awaiting, might have a little issue here with the time. They're looking to the finish line, waiting for the white flag to go up, and then we'll begin. So, Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd boys, of course, they've been state ranked all season, and currently they are ranked number 4 out of 200 teams. They are ranked number 4 in the state. And they want to get back. They are last year's section champs. They want to get back to the state cross-country meet. And once again, the award ceremony will be around 5:30, 5:45. They got the Tom and Steve Bly stage set up here by hole number 9. Oh, they're not quite ready to go yet, Maynard. So I tell you what, let's take a commercial break or so, and they're having the boys warm up some more. There must be some technical problem with the clock at the finish line, so we'll turn it back to you for a couple minutes.
Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson, offer new and used truck parts and tires. They're also the buyer of used salvageable trucks and trailers. Talk to Jerry Carpenter, their parts manager, or Terry or Matt Wiesman in sales. Call 1-800-456-2193. Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212, Dawson, Minnesota.
At Whirlpool, they have appliances that are made for real life, bringing expanded color, finish, and handle options to their lineup so you can find the model with the right features for your family and the right look for your home. Whirlpool refrigerators, for example, offer features like the Infinity Slide Shelf and the Platter Pocket, which give you room in your refrigerator for those items your family likes to use the most. Cooking appliances like the Smart Range with touchscreen help you keep up with the family schedule, no matter how busy it is. Learn more about what Whirlpool has to offer at Odin and Zimmelman TV Appliance and Sleep Center, downtown Madison.
October is co-op month, and at Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson, they'd like to join our local cooperatives in this celebration. We're proud of the positive impact we have on our Q92 listening area. AGP provides a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. They have plant locations in Eagle Grove, St. Joseph, Sheldon, Mason City, Hastings, Nebraska, Sergeant Bluff, Dawson, Manning, and Emmitsburg. Cooperatives are meeting people's needs, owned by our members, and committed to our communities. This message brought to you by Ag Processing Incorporated during October Co-op Month. Farmers, Todd's Farm Hydraulics, located south of Dawson, has all your AgriCover roll tarps and electric roll tarps and electric hopper conversions, plus parts and service. And they'll even come right out to your farm and measure for you at no additional charge. They also carry Access pickup bed covers, GrainMaster truck boxes and hoists. They do DOT truck inspections and hydraulic installation and repair, automotive, truck, and some tractor repair. And they work on vintage cars and pickups. Call 320-769-2086. That's 320-769-2086. And ask for Shane or Troy. Todd's Farm Hydraulics, located south of Dawson, wishing farmers a safe harvest. Sparkling Ice makes a great-tasting, refreshing, zero-calorie beverage perfectly possible. Sparkling Ice combines naturally flavored sparkling mountain spring water, vitamins, antioxidants, and natural fruit juices to offer a bold, lightly carbonated beverage. Currently recognized as the fastest-growing non-alcoholic beverage brand in the country. Now enjoy in 17 flavors, available at local grocery and convenience stores. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, locally owned and operated since 1917.
Let's head back out to the country club.
Here's Paul. All right. Thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, they're having a little delay here between the girls' race and the boys' race. At the finish line on hole number 9 there, they had a little discrepancy. They had 119. Well, some officials had 119 girls finishing in the girls' race, and some had 120, so they're missing a girl. So they're trying to figure that out before they start the boys' race here. Shannon Boosie, who's standing next to me, is the official timekeeper. She's got a fancy technical thing in her hand, and I think we're ready to go. Yeah, they got it settled. They're ready to go. The starter is talking to the boys with his wireless mic. They got speakers set up on each end of the start line for the boys, so they can hear. And well, now he's just telling them that they can run down fairway number 3 again. I guess my mistake. I thought they were going to get going here, but still a delay. But now they're waving the white flag. And, yep, now they're ready. The white flag has been raised. And Shannon Boosie is the starter, and she's, yep, now the starters tell them to go back to the starting line. We're going to get this 5,000 meters underway. Of course, we'll be watching the La Caprile Valley Dawson boys. I tell you what, if you're on Facebook, you can, I'll post shortly the boys' race. I already posted the girls coming around green number 2 here at the Madison Country Club. You can watch that. And in about a couple minutes, I'll post the boys here as soon as I get off the air. All right, the starter's in a bright red shirt, and he is ready to go. He's got a white flag and a red flag, and he's giving the boys the final instructions. I see the La Caprile Valley Dawson boys, Mike Qual, Zeke Sather, they're in the front there. Mason Bramer, Caden Allpress, Peyton Sterud, Griffin Johnson, Colby Duth are ready to go for La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd. And as I mentioned, for Camby Miniota, Stokes, Carrasco, Beershank, Bach, Wollum, Eichens, and are ready. And that's kind of gets quiet all of a sudden because the starter has his arm in the air, and you're going to hear a pistol shot here in a second. So here we go. The boys are ready, 5,000 meters. And the starter is making sure he's got caps in his pistol there. Don't want to misfire. It's quite colorful, actually, to look at the start line and see all the different school colors, red, blue, light blue, dark blue, yellow. Here, on your marks. There's the start. Here they come. They're running right by me here. And 140 boys running down fairway number three here at the Madison Country Club. And quite a scene. I don't know if you can hear all the fans in the background hollering, cheering on the boys. So there you have it, the start of the race. And I'll walk to the finish line here. And we'll be back on air in about 20 minutes with the finish of the boys' race.